Well, I love the style, I love the characters, and I've never watched a complete episode. Am I the only one in America that's not seen a complete episode of Mad Men? That's the theme, of course.
I've not either. Really? I've seen the whole thing.
I haven't seen any.
No. I've never missed one.
Don't tell me the end, because I haven't seen the last.
I've heard a lot of complaints about how this is wrapping up.
Don't tell me.
A lot of people whining about it. A lot of people saying they're just rushing to the end as fast as they can. The stories are weak.
I feel like it's the opposite. It's almost felt slow, to be honest. This final season.
Were you surprised that John Hamm's character got killed in a car accident?
What?
What? What? What?
There was Grey's in Anatomy.
You never wore a seatbelt.
Okay. Kim Potts joins us. We love Kim. Kim does Yahoo TV. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I am. I don't have an opinion on Mad Men, but I have an opinion on one of the stories we're going to cover coming up on 24. Oh, this is a revolting development. All right, so let's
feel this way.
Let's start with Mad Men. Like the way it's wrapping up? Don't like it? Where are you on this?
Yeah, I was just talking about this with Kevin. I feel like it's been a little slow as well, getting to the finale, with a little rush at the end to kind of wrap up some stories for some major characters. Hopefully that means something good for Don. Hopefully we're not going to see Don pulling into a New Jersey diner for some onion rings and fading to black when some guy in a jacket walks in. But you know what? I would be surprised if we don't get some sort of finale that we'll be talking about for the next decade. And I'll be surprised if they don't do some sort of time jump. It feels like that kind of needs to happen if we're going to have some sense of where most of these characters end up, or at least where they're headed.
Kim Potts, Yahoo TV. All right, so who's the breakout star of this other than John Hamm?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, I think John Slattery definitely has kind of set himself up to do whatever he would want to do on TV for the rest of his career. Certainly, and of course I'm blanking on names right now, the actress who plays Peggy.
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah. Yes, Elizabeth Moss. She, I think, also can pretty much write her own ticket. After this show, and though I think her character, although it's been one of the most popular characters, two episodes ago could have been the end for her. I think that scene of her walking into the ad agency, kind of swaggering in with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth, super confident. I think people loved that scene so much, and I would not be surprised if that's the last we saw of Peggy. Other than that, I mean, I think the whole main cast has done. Their career is a great service with the show. But, you know, that doesn't always translate into things. I mean, look at John Hamm. Obviously, this has been hugely successful for him, but it has not translated yet into a thriving big screen career.
What do you hear about John Hamm, you know, just by way of the unsubstantiated rumor mill? Because he appears to be an intense guy who maybe is not so easy to work with. Is that just a rumor, or is that, in fact, what you've heard as well?
Never heard that he's difficult to work with, and in fact, I think what I've heard is that people love working with him. Obviously, he had some alcohol issues, which he, you know, went public with and went to rehab for. I think he's someone who tries to maintain a certain amount of privacy, and that can backfire on you. I mean, it can work in that you're sort of protecting your personal life a bit, but. On the other hand, it sort of opens you up for people to kind of make assumptions and say, you know, rumors to start that you're difficult or that you're difficult to work
with.
That's
probably where it came from, yeah.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot of the time. It's a, you know, it's a very fine line to walk in. I think the mistake a lot of celebrities make is that they try to protect their privacy, but with social media, you know, they do something. They open the door a little bit, and then once you talk about anything personal, you're just opening yourself up.
Betty Draper, January Jones, I thought something big was going to happen for her for a while, but it's gotten kind of quiet on her, right? I mean, is she doing much?
She's actually on The Last Man on Earth on Fox, which was one of the big surprises of the year for me. It was very good, and I got very hooked on that towards the end of the season, and it's coming back next season, and I know she's coming back. They've said she's coming back on it. She had that child, and no one knows who the father is, and so that was a huge speculation, and I think people are still trying to guess. They think there are a bunch of celebrity names they're throwing out as being the possible father of her child, and I think she very quickly with that learned that if she didn't kind of clamp down on her personal life, that it was going to become the story. And I think sometimes to do that, celebrities have to sacrifice a bit of fame, certainly, but maybe not so many. She's turned down some opportunities along the way, too, just to keep her personal life personal.
And lastly, Christina Hendricks is, and I didn't know this was happening, but just struck a deal with Six Flags to turn her boobs into an amusement park. So that was kind of a surprise, Kev. I did not see that coming. So.
She's definitely a breakout on the show. Her character, a couple of episodes, we saw a very, very big play for her. And again, I would not be surprised if we don't see her or Peggy in the finale.
Moving on, Castle finale was written so that it could be a finale for the series or for the season. Turns out everybody's back now, right?
Absolutely. Everyone's back. They have a new showrunner. I think everybody's excited about that. There was a lot of worry that it wouldn't happen, that it wouldn't come back, or that certain characters wouldn't come back, but it's all good.
The upfronts that have come out, we'll get to in just a second. We'll get to the news on 24, but let me just do a quick around the horn. You got a question?
Well, Kim, I was a little disappointed with Good Wife and Grey's Anatomy season finales. They just, I thought there was going to be this big reveal on Good Wife and who was behind the door. I thought, oh, God, here we go again. I mean, what did you think? Good Wife and Grey's, disappointing?
Grey's lost me at the McDreamy death.
Me too.
And I understand I think they could have killed him off in a way that would have been more satisfying. I guess that sounds weird to say, but.
No, I agree.
Yeah, the way it was handled, I think, was shoddy. It was, I think it was a slap in the face to fans who've watched it for 11 seasons.
Right.
And for the character, the reactions after, I don't know, it all fell very flat with me. I mean, of course, there were some tears when he died, but I think overall it wasn't nearly as emotional. It didn't have the impact that it should have had when that major a character, and not even just for that show, but that's such an iconic character in TV land in general, mm-hmm. That it just felt, it felt very rushed and very, of course, it was very out of the blue for most fans. But
yeah, I mean, I don't even watch.
It was ridiculous.
I don't even watch
so
the
stupid.
Show. Don't you have McDreamy, if it's a car accident, he comes into the hospital and he's on death's door.
Well, they took
him the doctors have to save him, and eventually they can't save him. What do I have to write everything?
Well, they took him to a different hospital
ridiculous.
That didn't have the proper training that the other doctors didn't.
Oh, stop it.
So, but they're both coming back, Kim, right? Not McDreamy, obviously, but
no, McDreamy's
shows.
Coming back as his
no,
twin brother that
I'm
nobody
the good
knew.
Wife.
Kim, hold on a second. Let me jump to traffic and we'll come back and continue with questions from the staff, questions from you guys, and this 24 development. It's ridiculous. More on that in a second. 646. You're a damn it, Chloe. Damn it, 24. Mary's back with your traffic trouble spots update.
We have one goal, to bring down my father. No matter what happens, no matter who gets hurt.
It's from the promo they're running nonstop for the Scandal finale last night. I get the character's work, but the show gives me a headache. What was the Scandal finale? Was it worth it?
I haven't watched the Scandal finale or the Blacklist finale yet from last night, so I'm still holding on for that one. I will say I was standing next to Joe Morton at an upfront this week, though, and he frightened me a little. I was like, that's the dad on Scandal, and yeah. I'm going to stand a little further away from him.
Well, that's why we couldn't have Kim on yesterday. She was a hostage, and she was being auctioned off to other countries.
Jack Bauer must save me.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Jack Bauer can't save you. 24 is coming back. But
it is going to be Jack Bauerless, at least initially.
What?
I know. I thought of you, Steve, when I did this interview this week. I knew you would be upset about this. But hold on. I think they have a point. I talked to Howard Gordon this week, who's one of the executive producers and writer. He's been with the show since the very beginning. Their feeling right now about Jack is that they definitely want this universe to continue. They want that real-time format to continue. But they feel like the character needs a bit of a break. And this is Kiefer. This is the whole writing production team, the network. And they're very much leaving the door open. As he said, the door is always open for Jack to come back in. But I think they want to try a little, in a sense, they want to do a spinoff. They want to see if they can continue that universe, that format, that real-time format, with some of the other characters that we already know.
Well, I have an answer for that. The answer is no. The answer is no. People aren't going to watch it without Kiefer Sutherland.
I mean, that's definitely a question. We have the story up on Yahoo TV, and we're running a poll with it for people to answer that very question. It definitely is overwhelmingly, when I looked earlier today, I think it was like 60% or more don't want to see it without Jack. But some people are open to it, especially the really great potential thing about it is that the new season may be focused around Tony Almeida, Carlos Bernard's character, and I think we all love Tony.
We did love Tony.
Yeah, and we want to know what happened to him. They did a short video that they filmed and included on the Blu-ray release of 24 Live Another Day. And if you go to the story on Yahoo TV, you can watch the video at the end. And it caught us up a little bit with Tony. He's in prison. He's in solitary confinement. He wants to break out, and there's this little scene where we learn that he's definitely working with some people on the outside to make that happen. Will he, obviously, if the story continues with him, he's going to break out. Will he still be doing bad things? Will he, take over for Jack, kind of work as a rogue agent? Will he team up with Chloe? I mean, there are so many possibilities, and I obviously Jack is 24, and that character is so iconic.
This is Bozo without the clowns. This is the Duggars without the kids. This is Big Bang Theory. No nerds welcome.
Damn it!
Just outrageous.
Well, anytime you can play that clip, I love that. But I don't know. I'm open to seeing it.
You're a better person than I am.
Well, no, you'll watch. Come on, Steve.
All right. If you want me to, I will. Okay. Kevin, you have a question.
Yeah, Kim, the latest True Detective trailer came out yesterday. Kind of a generic question, but have you heard anything about it? Is it going to be somewhat similar to last season, or is it going to be a completely different direction?
I tell you, Vince Vaughn looks good, man.
He looks cool.
Really good in this.
Looks great.
That was my first reaction to that trailer yesterday. He looks better than he's looked in a really long time. And he just, with the sunglasses and walking up to that place, which looked like the original Melrose Place to me in that trailer. That was one of my first thoughts.
It's like a total badass.
He totally does. I think that cast is amazing. That cast is better than any movie cast I've seen in a long time. It's going to be a completely different story, setting, all of that. I think it's sort of a different direction, but that same kind of vibe, I think. It's definitely an edgy, pull you in, binge worthy if you don't watch the whole thing every week, which, again, with that cast, I don't know how people won't.
And is it Rachel McAdams?
Yes,
yeah, and exactly. She with no makeup, and you're going, wait, who is that? And you're going, wow, tough chick, Rachel McAdams. I'm telling you, it looks pretty good. Dave, question.
Yes, they showed Claire Danes among all the Showtime stars at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight a couple weeks ago. I took that as a good sign that Homeland is coming back at some point. Do we know when?
She gets killed in a car accident with
Madrina.
No.
Her, too.
No, absolutely. The show, actually, Howard Gordon, who is the 24 executive producer, is also an executive producer of Homeland, and I talked to him about that. They are starting production shortly, actually, on that. And, Claire Danes is absolutely back. Definitely, that is a show that will be going in a very different direction for the new season. There have been hints that she perhaps will no longer be working for the CIA. So that would obviously be a very huge new direction, but it's absolutely coming back, and Claire Danes is absolutely back in.
John, question? Whoops, let me get your mic on.
Sorry. Yes, Kim. I hope I don't stump you on this. This is a show I'm absolutely addicted to from Australia, PBS, A Place to Call Home. I've seen the first two seasons. They ended it like it was ending. Do you know anything about it? A Place to Call Home from Australia.
I I know that I just read something about it continuing. I haven't watched it, but I've heard a lot of people who are, like you, very, very in love with this show.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So you did hear that it might continue?
Yes, definitely.
Good. Thank you.
Uncle Buck, The Muppets, Rush Hour, these are all going to be made into TV shows?
Yes, these are all TV shows for the new season next year. Limitless also, which Bradley Cooper will be a producer of. Yeah, you know what? I find it sort of amusing. I mean, I guess some of them could work, but this seems to be the network answer to trying to keep up with the streaming services and cable, is to remake old TV shows and movies, and turning them into TV shows. The Muppets looks cute. I think that could work. I mean, The Muppets is always a good idea. You know, I think people have made that work in a lot of different ways. The others, I don't know. Were people dying to see an Uncle Buck TV series? I don't think so.
Not without John Candy or Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland's not an Uncle Buck. Orion, what were you going to ask?
A quick question, because the only TV I watch is sports and news, but one series I try to watch, NCIS, how much life does that have?
Oh, a lot of life, and such a big surprise kind of ending this season. Definitely back and still getting great ratings, huge, huge fan base. Mark Harmon back. Everything is fine, I think, in NCIS world.
Let's go to the texters here quickly. Red Road, I don't know the show. What are we talking about?
Ooh, very, very good show with Jason Momoa. Great. They haven't announced whether it'll come back for a third season. I think they were a little surprised that they got a second season. It's a great show. You don't necessarily hear a lot about it. It's on Sundance Channel. If the first season, 6 episodes, the second season is either 6 or 8, it definitely worth your time. It's on Netflix. Dive into it. It's a great, great little binge watch for the summer.
Hell on Wheels?
Hell on Wheels coming back? I feel like I'm asked this question all the time, and I'm going to have to look that one up. I forget now if we did just see the last season or it's coming back for one more season on AMC.
Revenge.
Revenge is done.
That's right. They did the series finale. Orange is the New Black.
Back on June 12th for the third season.
And I just, the text just jumped on me here. Stand by 1 second. Oh, Bates Motel. Somebody want to know about Bates Motel.
Oh, Bates Motel just ended its third season. It's so great. It's really at the show is going to run 5 seasons. They've said that. That's set. The third season was really the middle part, and they are absolutely, Norman is at the place where he's really becoming the Norman that we know from the Psycho movie. So things are only going to get more interesting from here on out.
And there's a Stephen Tobolowsky show, a very funny guy, a character actor whose face you would know. He's Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day.
Love him.
And I can't think of the show, but there's a show that Nick always hypes that's really funny, and I've seen a couple episodes. Now I can't think of the show. Is it Hollywood, Florida?
Oh, that is a great show and a lot of great guest cast. He's also on The Goldbergs. He's the principal on The Goldbergs, which is one of my favorite shows, one of the most underrated shows on TV. You know, he also has a great book that he wrote about a lot of his experiences being, you know, the people know as that guy. They don't necessarily remember his name, but they know so many of his roles. So I would definitely recommend that book.
Show's called Big Time in Hollywood, Florida, so check that out.
Yeah, it's great on Comedy Central. Yeah. Very good.
Even though it's no good without Jack Bauer. We love Kim Potts. I'm telling you, if you are stranded on a deserted island and you can only have one guest on your deserted island talk show, it better be Kim Potts.
Agreed.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
You have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
All right, back with your news next, 720 WGN. Damn it!